And now down to a tiny, tiny molecular puzzle, and that's the puzzle of drug resistance. And this is a major problem when it comes to treating cancer. And in many cases, cancer drugs, chemotherapy, they work in the short term, but tumours then become resistant to treatment and carry on growing. And this isn't only true for older chemotherapy drugs, but for some of the newer targeted therapies we now have too. And it happens because cancer cells are cunning, and they evolve to overcome the effects of the medication. And there's a lot of research going on around the world at the moment aimed at understanding and overcoming this resistance. And now a team of European and US researchers led by René Bernards at the Netherlands Cancer Institute have identified an entirely new mechanism by which cancer cells can develop drug resistance. And they've just published their findings in the journal Cell.
OK, so what is this new mechanism and how did they find it?
Well, they started by looking at lung cancer cells that carry a specific genetic fault. This is a fusion between two genes called EML4 and ALK. It drives them to grow out of control. And then they used a technique called RNA interference. They tested 24,000 tiny, tiny fragments of RNA in these cells, and they switch off about 8,000 different genes, one at a time. And this was in cancer cells that had been treated with different drugs. And they were looking for cells that became resistant to the drug treatment when one of these genes was switched off, and then worked out which gene must have been switched off for that to happen. And they found one. This was a gene called MED12, and it was actually quite unexpected.
OK, come on. Why was it unexpected?
Well, it's part of something called the mediator complex, which sounds like a bit sci-fi, but it's just a group of proteins inside cells that help cells to switch genes on and off. Now, the researchers discovered that switching off MED12 leads to the switching on of a pathway called TGF-beta signalling. This is kind of a molecular escape route that keeps cancer cells growing out of control, even when they've been treated with drugs. Now, the really exciting thing is that there are drugs out there in testing that block this TGF-beta signalling. So maybe combining them with chemotherapy or targeted treatments could actually tackle drug resistance to make the therapy more effective.
Well, that sounds really exciting. How soon might we see this actually being rolled out in to help treat cancer patients, do you think?
Well, there's a lot more to figure out what's going on here. This has just been done in cells growing in the lab. It doesn't take into account all the complicated interactions between cancer cells and the tissue around them, which we know are important. But it's certainly significant, it's exciting, and it does take a step closer to understanding how cancers become resistant to therapy and maybe how to overcome it.